Christian's like, me. So, obviously, Snickers commercial. Everybody's seen the idea, the concept. Okay. So, my question is, has anybody here eaten baby food recently? Okay, you three are friggin' weird. Okay, I'm still failing to understand. I had to feed my niece. No lie, I fed Karis for 2 years and I never tried any of it. No, I ate none of it. Okay, so basically what you're saying is, other than the apples, none of it tastes good. Bananas. Okay. So why is it different that when we were babies, it tasted good? It's food? We don't care? Yes, we didn't know. What do you mean you can't talk? Okay. Trust me, the kids, when you put it in their mouth and they don't like it, what happens? They spit it out. That's enough talking for me, okay? That's what I do when Emily makes chicken. I'm like, honey, can I have a burrito? Anyways, so we loved baby food when we were a baby. When we didn't get it, what happened? We cried. We got cranky. We were upset. So we don't eat baby food anymore because we grew up. We didn't know any better. Okay, so now it's like, wait a minute. I don't care what's on that jar. That does not taste like steak. Right? No. Okay, y'all need to go home and try baby food and then like try the real thing. If you do the baby food challenge, okay. We'll put that on the agenda for 2 weeks from now so y'all can all try baby food and y'all kind of know what's going on. So, like I said, at some point we grew up, we matured, we moved on, and now we want adult food, like Snickers bars, right? Maybe, okay, y'all are like, adulting tonight. So, part of growing up is moving on from baby food. We get to move from like baby food to pizza or ice cream or like steaks, like food that we actually enjoyed eat instead of like your parents going, eat your peas, they're good for you. And you're sitting there looking at them going, I'm going to kill you when I get older. Right? So, can we imagine if we still lived on baby food now because we never moved on? Yeah, be skinny. Probably wouldn't be very healthy. Okay? Probably wouldn't have the developed taste buds that we do. What if I told you our Christian life was supposed to be the same way? Like, when we first accept Christ as Lord and Savior, we have like this baby mentality. Okay? We get fed baby food. Okay? Let me give you an example. Okay? Here's one of Karis's favorite songs. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Okay, so at least one other person in this room heard that song as a child. We get taught about God, but we don't actually like know God. There's not that like actual relationship that's there that happens. Okay? At some point, we're supposed to mature in our relationship and move on. Everybody still here? Still with me? Still good? Totally understand? So, if we're not careful as Christians, we get stuck in a baby food lifestyle. We don't ever do anything that has any real meaning or any satisfaction. It's just this standard relationship with God that everybody seems to have. So, maybe some of you, you're bored of the Christian life. You're like, you know what? It's just not doing it for me. You find no fulfillment in it. Maybe you're unhappy. Maybe you're questioning if it's even worth it. My question back to you is, have you matured out of the baby food lifestyle? Like, have you moved on to the next step in this process, or are you still sitting there eating the spiritual milk that you're being fed? Okay. So, as usual, we have an example of this in the Bible, from the church in Corinth. Okay? So, where are we going in the Bible? Church in Corinth. Corinthians. All right. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Oh, we got one. Chapter 3. 2. 3, 4. All right, we're getting there. If y'all brought your own Bibles, they make these little tabs that go in them, and you can like flip faster. Just a thought. So, chapter 3, starting in verse 1, this is Paul talking. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in Christ. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still aren't ready, for you're still controlled by your sinful nature. You're jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? When one of you says, 'I'm a follower of Paul,' and another says, 'I follow Apollos,' aren't you acting just like the people of the world?" So, again, some of the people in Corinth had accepted Christ, called themselves his followers, but they never grew up. They just stayed right there. They didn't mature. They were still eating baby food. They're literally arguing over who they were following, Paul or Apollos. They started getting jealous of each other. Okay? They didn't want to mature. They were controlled by their sinful nature, and there was no evidence that their faith was growing at all. So, again, if we lived our whole lives eating baby food, that would suck. We'd be skinny. We wouldn't enjoy it. But this is what we do with our Christian life. For years, we continue to eat the same thing, do the same things, and expect to grow. Okay? You show up here on Wednesday night, and you're like, "Feed me." And so you hear a lesson. You're like, "Man, that was good." And then you go home, and you forget all about it. And that's what you've done since you first accepted Christ, and yet you sit there later on in life going, "Why am I not growing? Why is it that they have a better prayer life than I do? Why is it that they have memorized more scripture than I have?" Yet we're not doing the things that it takes to grow. So, ask yourself this question. Is your relationship with God the same as it was last week, last month, or even last year? If the answer to that question is yes, then you probably have an unhealthy relationship. You're probably on spiritual baby food still. Okay? Let me give you an example. So, y'all all know my lovely wife over there. In like 2 or 3 weeks, I don't know exactly what day count is, but in a few weeks, we will have been married 8 years. Okay, when we first got married, we knew like nothing about each other. We dated for all of like 9 months. Okay, so Emily had no idea like how in love with Oakley I was. She had no idea how stubborn I could be. You want me to prove that to you? So they gave me, we just got back from vacation. I said, "I'm going to take my wife on a horseback ride on the beach. It's going to be romantic. It's going to be awesome. Sunset horseback ride on the beach. It's going to be awesome." So I give Emily this horse. Now, somehow, Emily always winds up with a stupid horse. For real. It is the slowest, most lazy horse every time. Then they give me the horse, so they're like, this is actually one of the guide horses, so guaranteed this horse is going to be at the front. Totally the most stubborn horse we have. And I just kind of smiled. I'm like, all right. All three of the guides that were with us, because I kept having to like keep my horse back to ride with her, because it doesn't do any good for like a husband and wife to go on a horseback ride on the beach when you're like this. So I kept having to hold my horse back, and I kept saying, man, we're just so shocked that your horse isn't just pissed off, whatever. And I kept telling them, I'm more stubborn than the horse is. My wife's over there going, yeah. She had no clue how stubborn I was when we first got married. You know what else she didn't know? How much of an obnoxious fool I am early in the morning. Like, seriously, don't wake me up in the morning. Bad things happen. Okay, not a morning person. Okay, I can go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not a deal. You wake me up at 9, not fun. So, but on the other hand, I didn't know very much about Emily. Okay, I didn't know how much she really liked sleeping. Okay, seriously, this is like a 24-hour deal for her. We go on vacation. I'm like, honey, what do you want to do? She's like, I'm good right here in my bed. Turn the TV on, give me my pillow, my blanket. I'm good. Okay, you know what else I didn't know? How much she hates my beard. Like, this is a serious topic of contention in our marriage, okay? I'm like, I like my beard. I don't. She's like, shave it. I'm like, no, because that means I have to keep shaving it, and that's annoying. She's not a fan, okay? I also didn't know how much of an incredible mother she was going to be to Karis. I had no clue about this, okay? As we grow, we learn things about each other. This is how the process works. It should be the same thing with God. So I've been a Christian 27 years. I should be able to look back to when I was 7 and be like, that guy knew nothing about God. He didn't walk with God. He didn't have the relationship that I do today, and I have matured. I know so much more about God than I did when I first started. Because I've matured and I've moved on in our relationship. We should be able to do the same thing. Look back and say, okay, I've been a Christian 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, whatever it is. And my relationship with God today is better than what it was when I first got saved. Okay? I hear it all the time. You know, students come to me and they say, Aaron, this Christian life, it's just not for me. It didn't give me what I wanted. It's still baby food. That's what they're still getting out of it. Okay? One of these days, we've got to realize that this life that we live isn't about us. The Christian life thing isn't about us. It's about God. But that's a mature Christian viewpoint. Okay? Most of the time, I heard this weekend while Emily and I were driving, when we get on the spiritual life, when we decide to become Christians, we tune into a radio station called WIIFM. What's in it for me? And that's how we live. I'll come to church, but what's in it for me? I'll go to camp, but what's in it for me? I'll come to youth group, but what's in it for me? I'll serve God, but what's in it for me? And that's where we live. At some point, we've got to lay that aside, okay? Take up our cross. I'm done. I'm dead to myself, and I'm going to begin to live for God. We've got to move on past the baby food. So, imagine walking into a buffet. You got to pick what was on the buffet, all your favorite foods, okay? You know. You walk in the door, I'm going to walk out of here sick. I'm going to be undoing my belt. I'm going to be undoing my pants. I'm going to walk out of here like this. Just sick. So you walk in the buffet, you sit down, and you're eating. And you look over next to you, and your friend next to you is not eating. You say, hey, why aren't you eating? I'm like, oh, I didn't know there was food there. Are you going to sit and tell them, hey, man, the buffet is open to you? You're just going to be like, oh, it sucks to be you, and move on. We're going to tell them there's food there, right? Yeah, I mean, you didn't pay for the buffet. absolutely going to tell them. So you want to convince them that they're missing out. That there's something else that they need. Go to Psalm 34. Somebody read verse 8. One more time. Slow, loud. God's good. He wants us to understand that. He wants us to see that. He wants us to take another step down this spiritual journey. So, my question then is, for those of you that sit there and say, you know what, I'm still on a baby food diet. That's still where my life sits, and I'm not moving on. What is the step that needs to take? What's one thing that needs to happen in your life to move past this? Okay? Now, normal youth pastors, I heard it when I was in church growing up, they're going to tell you, you need to start reading your Bible for an hour a day. Okay? Not going to do that. That'd be like asking my 3-year-old daughter to eat an entire pizza. Okay? That's not going to happen. What I'm saying is, if you're currently reading the Bible for 0 minutes a day, start with like 5. Literally like a chapter, like 1 Corinthians 3, 5 minutes tops. It's easy. If you're currently praying 0 minutes a day, start with like 2. It's going to feel like 20. Okay? I'm not asking you to make giant leaps. It's going to come. Okay? You'll start reading your Bible 5 minutes. That 5 will turn into 15. That 15 will turn into an hour. Okay? Prayer works the same way. Okay? In the men's Bible study, we decided, hey, we're going to have monthly prayer. I seriously remember sitting there. We were like, we're going to pray for an hour. Okay? I remember sitting there watching some of these guys after about 5 minutes, and they'd sit there doing this and just kind of stare off into the ceiling. Now, man, you put those 8 guys in a room together, and there is an hour of solid, serious prayer that goes on. But it's a growing process. Okay, it's not something that just happened overnight. So what is your next step? What's the thing you've got to do to move on past baby food faith, to mature in this, to actually learn more about God, build that relationship with Him, grow deeper with Him, and begin to do this life the way we're supposed to? Okay? I think everybody in this room would agree, candy bars are way better than baby food. A mature Christian lifestyle is so much better than a baby food lifestyle. It's more rewarding, it's more fulfilling, it's more enjoyable. But you'll never know until you decide to take that step. Okay? So, we're going to go into small groups, okay? The leaders are going to have pieces of paper or whatever. They're going to ask you a question. I want you to write down the answer to the question on the list, on the piece of paper. And we're going to take them up and keep them and treasure them forever and ever. Okay? All right. Just take them. We should be fine.